or go to myphdweightloss.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. Years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, this is 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global buckets. Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line.
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins,
oh!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Clemson basketball hangs on against Cincinnati. Sterling Lucas leaving South Carolina for LSU. Bama, Miami, Ole Miss, Oregon win, setting up Bama, Indiana, Miami, Ohio State, Ole Miss, Georgia, and Oregon and Texas Tech. A busy Monday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, December the 22nd, 2025. Christmas week. Short week this week. Just 2 days of shows. We'll be off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we got to cram 5 shows into 2. Looking forward to it. Should be a good time. Going to discuss some college basketball from the weekend. All the college football playoffs and bowl games from the weekend. Set up a little preview for the coming bowl games. Clemson and Penn State, got to get those in there as well, and talk some NFL. Got a busy day planned for you. Some college football coaching stuff, some transfer portal stuff. We're going to have an incredible reaction Monday. Your phone calls all morning long. The producer that will guide us through this 3-hour tour, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hopefully awesome. It is a 3-hour tour and we're not lost at sea.
No. We will not be lost at sea for years and years through all of that. Well, the Harlem Globetrotters won't come visit us, I can tell you that. How's life? How's your week? How's your weekend?
Week is looking good up ahead, and the past weekend was very busy, just getting ready, getting everything finalized. I feel like I've been saying that, finalized for the holidays for the last 2 weeks,
yeah.
But we are almost there, and it's opposite of a white Christmas, which is fantastic news for many.
You're headed out of town.
I am.
Up to the mountains. I'm headed a little bit south. How long road do you get? About 4 hours, 4.5 hours?
About a 6-hour drive.
6 hours. Oh,
yeah.
Six.
And that's accounting for, you know, I'm going through Charlotte and Greensboro.
Oh,
as well,
yeah, that ain't good. That ain't good at all. You got to go through Greensboro then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I thought you went straight up 77. That's not 77, is it? Or is that 77? I'll look that up too. Anyway, I'm headed south for a couple hours, but I'm looking at the weather here in Clemson, all right? So today, 57. 5 to 10 mile an hour winds. Tomorrow, 66. Christmas Eve, 76. Christmas Day, 76. Friday, 72. Saturday, 76. Sunday, 72. Five straight days in the 70s on the Christmas week. I absolutely love that. Love it. With that said, got a busy week. Looking forward to this for you. Can't wait. Before I get into the sports side of it, let me do this. Yesterday, Drake and I went to volunteer with Red Martin and Sunday Dinner with a Twist. And I'm going to tell you, if you haven't done it yet, just do it. All right? I'm going to get more into this later when we have more listeners and I have a little bigger, a little more time to get into it. But there were some really cool things. I've been wanting to do it for a long time, and I wanted to wait till Drake was old enough to do it. But we were among the many things. You're out there for about 2 hours total, and so you meet over on Pleasantburg Drive, the old Bilo over there, North Pleasantburg, and you put these meals together. Drake's job was he was utensil man, so in these styrofoam plates, to go plates, whatever. He was the guy who put the utensils in and loved that. Loading them up. My job was to help load them up or take them from the table to the man that puts them in the cars. And then they've got three different groups that are going. Two groups are going out there to camps in the woods that take them to these places. And what we did, we went with the Red. And we went with the two different stationary locations where people come, the homeless come to you. And it's interesting. And we met so many people yesterday, first from churches all over the upstate and probably 40 to 50 people out there volunteering. And then you go out and you help distribute these meals. And Drake was right by – he was Red's right-ring man, and he was the one actually handed him to them. I got some videos I'll send you there. As we're going from our first stop to our second stop, my son said, "Dad, can we do this again next week?" And I'm like, whew. Anyway, he was popular with the folks there, and everybody loved him, and it was great. And, we taught them to ask for their names and talk to them and wish them Merry Christmas and stuff. So it was really cool to see all that work out. That was awesome. Among the things I saw was just how the organizational skills of it. You got people that are with Sunday Dinner with Twist that all they do is just coats and blankets and helping and shoes and socks and stuff like that and helping. You got people that are just in food, just those things. There were people that made cookies and little care packages and all. They're distributing all that. Really cool to see. And so, we raise money for them and talk about them all the time. But to get out there and see them on the front lines, that was really cool. One of the coolest things I've seen was Red, that we're going from stop one to stop two, and you see some people on the streets that notice Red and recognize his vehicle, and that he's got his hand out the window pointing thumbs up to him, stuff like that. But the other one is just like how it's Sunday dinner, but I'm telling you, I saw five people come to Red and say, "Hey, man, I need some help on something else." I'm going to call you tomorrow morning. Red knows all their names, and to the point where I've told people before, like Sunday dinner, when Red's not here in 50 years, Sunday dinner will still be feeding, but it won't be the same because of his knowledge of the people and his boots on the ground and knowing their names and knowing what they need and taking care of them, getting in rehab. One of the great things yesterday was Sammy's ministry. It's a halfway house. And seeing they came out and volunteered, about 10 of their guys came out and volunteered. There were people that were, in some issues and now have got their lives back in order. And just talking to them about, how they got off track a little bit and how they get back on track now. Stuff like that, man. It's really, really cool to see it. And I just want to tell you, if you've ever given any money or any time to this cause, it is, it's a great cause, man. And just seeing it firsthand. If you have it too, do it. Go volunteer because it is... It's phenomenal to see, and it's eye-opening and learning. Before we met Red, I had a prejudice or a preconceived notion about people that were on the streets, and all that's changed and learning that these are humans, and some of them by no fault of their own, some of my faults are own, some of them are post-traumatic issues earlier in life and dealing and coping and all, but man, it is a... it's just a phenomenal organization, and to see it firsthand is a lot of fun. I'll talk more about that later. We have more listeners doing that sort of stuff. With that said, did you do the Clemson basketball game yesterday? Did you work it?
I sure did, yes.
Speaking of post-traumatic stress disorder, the Tigers almost did it again. And I'm going to tell you, they've got some good wins. Am I wrong in thinking that that win yesterday was the biggest win? Because had they blown a 27-point lead, then it gets to be a much bigger mental thing. Like, they had to win yesterday. We get out of our car, and the lead's about 18. It wasn't 27. Lead's about 18. I get back in the car, and the lead's like 4. I'm like, what? You had to win that game yesterday. Because the repercussions of losing that one, oh, my gracious, you couldn't have had it. Clemson hangs on and wins. They got outscored yesterday in the second half, 47-30. 20-point halftime lead, 27-point lead early in the first half. In the end, Dylan Hunter sinks some 4 free throws coming down the stretch. The Tigers have double-digit scoring from Ace Buckner, who does it again with 12. Carter Welling had 12. Godfrey had 10, as did Hunter and Davidson. And now the Tigers got out-rebounded. That was a big deal. That wasn't a great thing there. Points in the paint were close. Points off turnovers were close. Second chance points, that they did do well there. The guard, Thomas, went 5 for 9 from 3, hitting 4 of those in the second half to cut that lead down. But Clemson hangs on. They go 10-3 in the preseason, pre-ACC season. And altogether, I would consider it a pretty successful, very successful pre-conference campaign. And now when you look at it, because of with this – basketball, what the conference looks like, they've got a chance to do some really cool things coming up. And now they're off until New Year's Eve when they'll play at 2 o'clock on ESPN up at Syracuse. And going on the road for 3 of their first 4, going up north for 3 of their first 4. Well, Syracuse, Pittsburgh, and Notre Dame. They got in between that time, you've got SMU at home. And just according to BPI, the Tigers a 63% chance of winning in Syracuse. Clemson a 66% chance of winning in Pittsburgh. The Tigers will have a 76% chance of winning against SMU at home. And then going to Notre Dame, Clemson with a 59% chance of winning there. So chance to get off to a good start. The road games are very doable in the ACC season. Thinking back on it, you know, the Georgetown, but nice to get that Georgetown win. Would have been nice to hang on against BYU, but for the most part, the Georgia win was a good, really good win, and the very tough non-conference schedule kind of sets themselves up. But Will, am I right by thinking if they lost that one yesterday, that would have been devastating? And I think you could almost say an unsuccessful preseason, pre-conference season. That would have been a stain at 9-4.
Yeah, and courtesy of Tim Bray, I don't think a Clemson team with 4 non-conference losses has ever made the tournament. Mm. Many with 3 losses have.
Okay. All right.
So that is your cutoff, and we barely escaped it.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's time to go to work. Now it's time to go get some stuff done in the ACC. Pittsburgh 7-6. Syracuse is 8-4. Notre Dame's is 9-4. SMU is 10-2. We hadn't played a whole lot of schedule yet. So we can talk about that. From basketball yesterday, all 9 ranked teams win. Michigan, Iowa State, UConn, Gonzaga, Vanderbilt, Nebraska, Bama, Tennessee, and Florida all win. Saturday was a big day in college basketball. Obviously, Sam talked about that last week. But Duke goes down to Texas Tech. So a nice win for the Red Raiders. Boy, they're on top of the world right now. And that was that game. Watched a little North Carolina and Ohio State, the fabulous finish there from the Tar Heels. And then Kentucky beat St. John's. Those are among the things that happened there. We can get to that later on. College football playoffs, obviously the big news of the weekend. Friday night, you saw a wild one in which Bama came storming back from down 17-0. Oklahoma, Mateer throws picks, and the punter fumbles the football, trying to punt it, like just drop the ball. Like, is he on the take? Oh, that looked weird. With that said, Bama wins, upsets Oklahoma. Then on Saturday at noon, Miami and Texas A&M, 10-3, defensive struggle. So both those road teams go on and get upset wins there. As we suspected, Ole Miss blows out Tulane, and Oregon blows out James Madison, even though Oregon was disappointed in all of that. So we saw that over the weekend. We saw Montana State and Illinois now set up the FCS National Championship stuff. NC State beat Memphis. Nice win there. Tonight you have – this afternoon, I should say, Washington State, Utah State from the famous Idaho Potatoes Bowl. NFL, wild weekend over the NFL. Going back to talking about Thursday's wild game, and then we had Saturday games where the Bears beat the Packers in overtime. Great win there. We saw the Cowboys lose. They get eliminated. We saw the Jags go on the road and win at Denver. Massive win there. Really, really good win for the Panthers at home against the Bucks yesterday. So a wild one. And then we saw DK Metcalf. Depending on who you read, had an altercation with a fan. And I say that because CBS Sports, and I saw it, by the way, myself, but CBS Sports says that Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf throws a punch at a Lions fan during the game. And ESPN says that Steelers Metcalf shoves a fan during the game in Detroit.
He shoved his face with his hand. with a closed fist.
Very good. We can talk about that coming up. Sterling Lucas leaving South Carolina's defensive end coach. He's headed down to LSU. And now what does that mean to Dylan Stewart? We can get into those things as well. As you can tell, it's going to be a very busy show today. Segment two, what are we going to do?
I want to talk a little more about Clemson basketball.
Let's do it. Let's do it right to a short break. One Time Plumber, the name is the number. I'm on the site right now, and I know you don't even have to go to the site. Like, I mean, you can go to the site and learn more about who they are and what they do, but when it does go bad, One Time Plumber, the most trusted brand in your plumbing emergency. And usually these are emergencies, plumbing, drain cleaning, any kind of septic tank issue, any kind of burst pipe, any kind of clogged drains. They've got all that for you. One Time Plumber. The name is the number. You're going to love it in Charleston, in Columbia, and in Greenville. Trusted. They're going to take care of you. It's going to be done and done right. One Time Plumber. Get in touch with them. Don't forget, man, this is a an organization that's not going to change the prices depending on. It's not like Uber where, it's a high rate. We've got a lot going on. No, the price is the price. And it's going to be done and done right. We love it. One Time Plumber. Short break. Segment two, talking Clemson basketball with Will Clanton right after this.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days. But I'm not looking to sit still. And I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the
bay. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Roosters, Roosters MGC, Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road, making sure you're looking good, getting the high and tight going on, getting the straight razor shave, the beards, getting the facials, the seven-step facials, getting the camouflage, making sure of it. Yesterday, Drake said, hey, Dad, when I met Red before, his beard was more brown. Now it's got a little more gray in it. I was like, yeah, that was about 4 years ago, buddy. I mean, that salt gets in those beards sometimes. Let them take care of that for you over at Roosters, Roosters MGC. A terrific company wants to help you out, make you look better. Works miracles up there for some of us. And then don't forget First Responders with a great discount there. Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road in Greenville. It's a great friends at Roosters, RoostersMGC.com. Segment two with Will Clinton.
Before I give my thoughts, I just want to say that Cincinnati really did have an all-name team. I don't know if anyone noticed that with the first names. You have Sincere.
Oh, yes.
You have Day-Day.
Yes.
You have Mustafa.
Yes.
You also have...
you ain't got the best one yet.
Baba.
Okay.
And the best one is, yes, obviously, yep, Jizzle.
Jizzle James. Like, if your name is Jizzle, and your name is Jizzle Thomas, or Jizzle Martin, or Jizzle Smith, that's one thing. But when it's Jizzle James, like, honest to goodness, you can't – this is like Kenny McKinley or Freddie Freeman. I don't know why, but when your name is Jizzle James, you have to go Jizzle James. Like, he's not Jizzle, and you can't say James for three. It's got to be Jizzle James.
It really just, yes, – it flows, yes.
Day-Day, Mustafa, Baba, Sincere, and Jizzle James.
All name team. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
One of the
you, things. You didn't even mention Kerr Krysa.
Kirk Creasa, yes.
Yeah, that guy.
He was on Kentucky last year. We played against him last year as well.
Oh, okay.
One of the most unfortunate things that we missed out on, obviously, Bill Walton passing was terrible to see.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
The fact that we did not get to see Bill Walton call a game that involved Jizzle James, I think that could have been one of the funniest broadcasts of all time.
All right, you know,
really missed out.
You know, when people say, you know, make it rain, you know, like from three, he's raining in threes. You could say, make it drizzle, Jizzle.
Okay. Yeah. It's not what I was thinking you were going to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I got to be careful on the Snoop Dogg stuff. But no, that guy didn't make it rain. He makes it drizzle. Jizzle. That's fantastic.
With that being said, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We had really getting out of this Cincinnati game with a win, like you said, you had to have it.
Had to.
Not only because of it being the finale of the non-conference schedule, yeah. Cincinnati being down this year, at least from what we know so far, but having a repeat of that BYU game would have been just mentally impossible to get over, in my opinion.
Well, Jed makes a good point.
Yes.
Our basketball aficionado here from Charlotte says that different reasons the BYU giving away the big lead. But Johnson tweaked his groin and couldn't play in the second half. Coach pronounced that the pressure of the guards were gassed. Only down to three of them because of the injury and already that to Zach Foster. Yeah, but my point was, well, this is different factors in it. It was more of a home game, so he fed off the crowd a little bit. And then the fact that since he's not as good as BYU, so those are factors too. And he goes, yeah, worried about the depth of guards with Foster already gone. Shooting's at 15th scholarship, he said, using 13 of those. But, yeah, you can never have enough, man. You can never have enough depth because you just don't know. And hopefully Johnson gets back. The good news here is Clemson's off for 9 days.
Yes, that's a huge plus.
Yeah. You got to get that. You got to take care of it for sure.
One of the things that I noticed, and obviously to Jed's credit, it did have a lot to do with injury. Just having those three guards and just getting gassed was a major issue. Obviously, we're a worse team without Zach Foster. And that's one of the most unfortunate things that we've had in terms of injury to a basketball team in a long time. But one thing that's confusing to me is Clemson's the major competitive disadvantage that this team has is their height. We don't have anyone that's going to be able to match up with 7-footers. Like PJ Hall was able to overcome a little bit of a height deficit in the years past, but we haven't really seen that from either Carter Welling or Nick Davidson so far. It's surprising that in these two games that we're talking about, BYU and Cincinnati, it's almost as if these teams were unable to take advantage of that size advantage until going into halftime and making adjustments. Because in both instances, you have your centers, BYU, you can't really call Devonta a center, but you have someone with tremendous height that's able to go in and just take advantage of Clemson's lack of size.
Yeah.
With that and pairing it with it, it's almost as if in these two games we have this just enormous output of points and energy and emotion in the first half to get out to this huge lead.
Yeah.
Both times we've come out and it's almost as if the players are calming down. You don't have as many passes. You don't have as much emphasis on moving the ball quickly around the court. And I don't think that's not a coaching decision to, hey, slow it down, let's bleed the clock. You don't do that in basketball. But it's like a complacency that we've seen. And I was really worried about it at halftime yesterday, and it came back, and it almost bit us in the butt again.
What's crazy is you've got, to your first point, And Welling 6'11", Davidson is 6'10", and Walling 6'10", but your best post defender might be Godfrey at 6'7". And he's got some beef to throw around. Those guys, all weigh about the same, in that 230 to 240 range. But Walling or whatever is he's a little more slight than that. But the fact is, like, you have height, but you don't have size and bulk to do that. And this goes back to a point that I just try to make with basketball people. And I hear things that are said that make no sense to me. And I just maintain this, that everybody talks about, it's a guard game now. It's a guard game. Yeah, the game is played around the perimeter. Four out, one in kind of thing. But when it's all said and done, and I still have had people try to discredit this in basketball minds, by the way, who know much more than I do. The game, you could spread it. And like yesterday, there were 45 threes. Of the 108 shots that went up, 45 were from three. With that said, the game is played close to the basket. Where the action is, like, again, you pass the ball in the perimeter and you take threes. I'm not disputing that. That's factual. But there were 63 rebounds yesterday. And not all the rebounds are close to the basket. You get some long rebounds. I get that. My major point here is that one of the most important positions and one of the least pools of talent is a rim protector. That yesterday and points in the paint, there were 44 points in the paint yesterday. There were, like I said, 63 rebounds yesterday. This is where the game is played. Even by the guards. You can say guard play, but the guards oftentimes are driving the basketball. Yesterday you had 15 fast break points. A rarity yesterday, by the way, that Cincinnati's bench outscored Clemson. You won't see that very often this year. But with that said, the game is you people talk about, well, take one off the floor. I've heard that. I've made that argument. 4-on-4 basketball would be great. I've made that argument before. It's just too crowded. People don't go for that. There was some talk about raising the basket. Well, you can raise the basket to 30 feet in the air, but you're still going to play close to the basket. The point is that a rim protector, Clemson doesn't have a rim protector. They don't have a shot blocker. They don't have a guy that's going to just mop up every rebound in that paint. And you see that when teams do have that, it's a major, major difference. The other thing is God just doesn't make a ton of rim protectors. He makes a lot of 6'4 guards. And you look all across college basketball, and you can go see Swoo play this week. You can go see Anderson College play this week and see a bunch of points, by the way. But you can go see all that if you want to, but there's a bunch of 6'4 guys out there that are playing basketball, doing great, very skilled. I just believe that the game, if you want to be good in basketball, be good in that paint. Be good around the basket. Score points in the paint, protect the rim, and rebound the basketball, and you will do a lot of really good things. Nobody else believes that but me on earth. I'm the only guy who says that on earth.
Well, to your point, a lot of the success that came from Clemson so far this year is rebounding.
Yeah, not yesterday. 36-27. Clemson had two offensive rebounds yesterday.
With BYU, in the first half, Clemson out-rebounded BYU by 9.
Mm-hmm.
And the second half, BYU out-rebounded Clemson by 7.
Right. Now, part of that was they were making shots in the first half, and so BYU didn't get defensive rebounds and didn't make shots in the second half, so BYU got a lot of defensive rebounds. But rebounding is a major turnovers, rebounding, those extra possessions, offensive rebounds. Yesterday, Clemson got out offensive rebound 10-2. Mm-hmm. That's 8 more possessions that you got due to offensive rebounds. That's massive, man. And again, I yield. I have about I'm void. I have a deficit when it comes to basketball minds. I speak to my pool of football minds are built up through the years. I got a lot of those guys that I have to call and text and ask. In basketball, it's limited. There's only a few. It's a handful, 8 maybe. But all of them say, oh, man, it's a guard game. I'm like, why? Man, I got to protect the rim. I got to change shots in the paint. I got to rebound, and I got to block shots, and I got to finish. I got to get offensive rebounds. Man, the game is played close to the basket. The action is close to the basket. And I know I'm the only person on this great green planet of ours that feels that way.
Final thoughts. It was great to see, and this is what we knew coming into the season, the distribution of points. You don't have one guy that's going to take over the game in, game out, and score all the points. You had six Clemson players in double figures. Yeah. RJ Godfrey with 10, Dylan Hunter with 10, Nick Davidson with 10, Justin Porter with 11, and Ace Buckner with 12.
Yeah. That is a key, and that is what this team is. Because no one's going to go off for 25. And it's not a guy that you know, at the end of shot clocks is going to do a whole lot. Now, I want to tell you this. One of the most impressive things yesterday, because of Cincinnati's length, that Clemson had to crash the boards defensively, and then, you know, fast break points were not all that. Dylan Hunter's 7 rebounds. It's not often that your point guard leads your team in rebounding, but Dylan Hunter's 7 rebounds were big, big, big yesterday. And he only turned it over twice. 4 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 turnovers, and the 4 big free throws coming down the stretch. But as Texter points out, a lot of those guys for Cincinnati could scratch their knees without bending over. Long team yesterday seeing that. But yeah. That was you got to be able to – a lot of people can play close to the basket. Yesterday, Dylan Hunter did that. There were some long rebounds, sure. But how about the rarity that Dylan in a game, which he only scored 10, but 10 and 7. And if you think about a point guard having a double-double, you'd think it'd be points and assists or something, but not points and rebounds. He was close to doing that, or at least led the team in rebounds yesterday. Big point for sure. Short break. I enjoyed segment 2. Short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Reaction Monday, what you think? Going to open up our text lines. Going to talk more about Day-Day, Sean, Sincere, and Jizzle. Jed said Jizzle is Edgerrin James' son.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I missed that one. So, good stuff there for sure. Jed said, I think you see Cincinnati be a good team the rest of the way. Now they got James, the best player, back, who got reinstated with the team last week. Maybe. We do this, though, and Jed, I yield to you on basketball for sure. We do this a lot, and – We play teams in the preseason and go, oh, man, this team's so good, man. You're not going to believe how good this team's going to do. And then they kind of, you know, fall apart because you want to make it look like that you're better and this loss isn't as bad or that was a big win kind of thing. For instance, Georgetown now is 8-4. Since the Clemson win, Georgetown is 1, 2, 3. They're 4-4. Since the Clemson win, you know, because they're undefeated after beat Clemson. Oh, man, Georgetown's going to be a great team this year. And they lost to Dayton and lost to Miami and lost to Xavier and North Carolina. But they did beat Marquette. Nice win there. But, you know, we do that all the time. Oh, watch this team now. And then they kind of lay an egg. Now, Georgia's the opposite, though. Georgia has really taken off. And Georgia's done great since then. That's going to help you out for sure. But, like, West Virginia, that win at the time, that was their first loss. Well, since losing to Clemson, they're 3-3. So we always go, oh, man, that's going to be a huge win. Well, so Georgetown and West Virginia are 7-7. You're getting good teams, but not like some unbelievable win, you know, with the exception of the Georgia because they've done very well. All right, short break. We'll come back. Much more. Your phone calls, your texts right after this.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Give the gift of wow this year. Shop at Harrison's. They'll be all smiles and new Carhartt. Harriet has layers they'll love, and there's nothing merrier than a new pair of boots. Nobody has more boots than Harrison's, including Tecovas. In fact, Harrison's is the only place in the upstate you'll find Tecovas. Get gifts for the whole family at Harrison's, the home of Work, Western, and wow! Not sure what they'll love? Try Harrison's gift certificate. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or at harrisonsusa.com. Nothing says wow like a gift from Harrison.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac home standby generators at 864-556-8002.
Hey guys, the holidays and new year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Male, our concierge plan started around $7 a day and include testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymale.com.
Two steak biscuits for $5 means two times the country fried. Change your life. Need another bite? Goodness, you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Chance Iberian Orchestra. Still love the Polly Walnuts meme with that one. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You hadn't seen it? Oh, remind me off the air. Ingles, love the prices, love the savings. All of the ingredients for the family in this holiday season. You know, ham's a big deal. You got to have ham at Christmas. So, right now, limit one on these, by the way, but the Smithfield bone-in spiraled ham. You get it glazed with brown sugar. You're saving, basically, buy one, get one, because it's $1.70 a pound, not buy one, get one, but limit one. $1.70 a pound, $1.78 a pound now, but you're saving $1.70 a pound. on the shank portion smoked ham, right now you're saving $1.60 a pound. They're only $1.28 a pound right now. Limit two on those. The boar said oven gold roasted turkey breast, you're saving $1 a pound on that. And don't forget, like, sweet potatoes, now only 48 cents a pound. You're saving 80 cents a pound. Poinsettias on sale there. That's good. You got to have, I don't care what you're having, you got to have some sour cream. And so a little doppadouille there, daisies, saving, that's basically less, more than 50% off. You got $1.90 savings and only $1.88 each. And then in this cold season, cough season, how about some cough syrup? The Adelsum cough syrup right now on sale. So get in touch with the good Franks over at Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings, love my time at Ingles. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's get to Delvin, first call of the week on a short week. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just celebrated my birthday yesterday.
Hey, buddy, happy birthday boy. Congratulations, my friend. Yeah, how you doing? Yeah. Was it a good birthday?
Yeah, I turned 15 yesterday, man.
15?
But have a drink, watch Home Alone. Tell him that's how you protect your house, man. When y'all gone one day, you leave me at home. Let him watch Home Alone. See, that's how you protect your house, Drake.
Oh, right, let me tell you, Home Alone and Home Alone 2, we have seen, I'm guessing, 40 times, probably. Mm-hmm. We are a Home Alone family, buddy. We watch Home Alone. I can tell you. And then my son now does this thing. You know, Fuller, who, a great name, who does his eyebrows up and down when he talks about wetting the bed. Drake will do that on purpose. So he's a little Fuller sometimes. He's drinking too much right before bedtime. So, yeah, we're a Home Alone family for sure.
Yeah, you talking about the team. You don't want me to think that when Clint got that Billy, that they're going to blow it somehow. That's what I was thinking. I said, yeah. Clint's going to blow this somehow.
Yeah,
you don't want me to think that way.
No, because they've done that. But with that said, the win yesterday puts a little bit of that to bed. But had they lost that one yesterday, I mean, it's hard to blow a 22-point lead. It's even harder, obviously, to blow a 27-point lead. But to blow a 27- and 22-point lead within a couple of weeks of each other, that would have been maybe a defining moment of the pre-conference schedule. And that would have been what people would have thought of. Thank goodness you won that one. And so now you don't have to put up with that and have to hear all that for a few weeks.
Yeah, speaking of my birthday wish was double, get a quarterback and transfer portal. And
boy, I hope you're right. I hope that's a big birthday
coach,
present for you.
Coach staff changes, so we'll see it comes through. Right. Mickey, yeah. I could be right, Mickey, about Michigan. I told you Kyle Whittingham could be the coach. I'm saying, Caleb Boyd.
I saw that.
Got a contract extension. I tried to tell you, man.
You did. Maybe they talk Kyle Whittingham out of retirement and bring him back.
No, he's not retiring. He said he's in the transfer portal.
Oh, I didn't know this. I know his name was mentioned there.
But yeah, he's in the transfer portal.
Well, maybe Whittingham goes and adds some stability to Michigan. How about that?
I tried to tell you, man, when he said that, when Stuart Mandel came out there and said that he wasn't retiring, that he wanted to pursue other coaching opportunities, I said, I found that kind of weird that he stepped down right in there.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That he stepped down right in the Michigan draft. Because Michigan turned down. They said he was talking to Eli Drinkwitz, who just signed a contract extension. And they said it might go back to Jay Fish because they said they weren't talking to Jay Fish. Now they want to talk to Jay Fish again.
It's funny how you're going to ask her out? No, I don't think to do with her. The other girls turn you down. Oh, yeah, let me go back to her again. Let me see, you know?
That's a dope Penn State deal, Matt Campbell.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it become a lot more attractive after that happens, you know?
Yeah, sure. Turned
down by a few people.
It's going to be interesting this these next few days to see who's going to be the head coach of Michigan. It's going to be crazy. But, the NFL yesterday, I don't know what's they called it. What do you think about it? Called it in Detroit had a pick play. They said it was a pick play at the end of the game. They called them a touchdown.
I didn't see it. Who was it now?
Detroit and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I didn't see that game. I didn't see that call. All I saw was the DK Metcalf shove punch thing. Just because
we're not doing stuff. Y'all said put a slap. Was it a slap? Was it a little love tap or something?
It wasn't a love tap. If you're a South Carolina running back or wide receiver, you might be suing. You know, you might be wanting to press charges on the guy through some of this.
I don't believe it. They said they talked to the fan. And the fan said that he just said something about, he called by his government name, but I don't think the fan called by his government name. I think he called him something else, too.
Yeah, I don't know. But no matter what, yeah, I don't care what any fan says. You ignore that. You move on. You don't go in the stands and do that. That's crazy.
No, you don't go to the stands.
And the NFL's got to suspend him now. You know, the NFL's got to do something because you have to have deterrence for that.
Yeah, go. What's going on with Chiefs, man? Both their quarterbacks back to back ACL injuries.
Yeah, you don't want to be the third guy now if this is the Black Widow, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to be the third in a row there.
Yeah. You don't want to be the third guy in a row. And what about Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne balling out these last two games?
To go on the road, they've had some good wins this year. But to go on the road in the fashion that they did it in Denver against that defense and that pass rush, it was a phenomenal win for them. And now I'm going to tell you now, if you're talking Super Bowls, I mean, the Patriots certainly in there in the NFC. I mean, the AFC. But if they're better than the Broncos or better than the Chargers right now, I mean, you're fighting for some home field advantage now. And you're in the conversation, I feel like. Now, again, can you go to New England in that weather and win? I don't know. Can you beat the Chargers or Broncos again? And the Texans are coming on a little bit. They've won 7 in a row. You've won 6 in a row. I don't know, man. They're in the conversation, though. You can start talking about them a little bit.
Yeah, we got old man Phillips starting out against the 49ers.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. That's a storyline.
Oh, excuse me, Grandpa. Grandpa Phillips.
That's a storyline because normally when the 49ers, they've got a chance. You know, they're playoff contending there. But
they're already playoff. They clinched.
They already clinched. Yeah, that's right. They clinched that one. Yeah, but fighting for the division then. Yeah, yeah, good win. Yep, no doubt.
Yo, Detroit lost yesterday. They clinched, yeah. It's going to be interesting what Grandpa Fuller do tonight, though, man.
Yeah, we'll be watching. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, thanks for my call,
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, the 49ers are close. So right now, clinching, 49ers, Rams, and Seahawks. Bears clinch with their win over the Packers the other day. Eagles clinch. Broncos have clinched, and Patriots have clinched so far. But Trevor and Travis, it's a great win. They've won 6 in a row now, and normally that'd be awesome, but the Texans have won 7 in a row. Texans went from 3-5 to 10-5. And this team, Jaguars, went from 5-4 to 11-4. And the offense is scoring points. I mean, they're one of the 5 or 6 best offenses in the league right now. And looking at the schedule and what it looks like coming down the last couple of weeks, they get the Colts on the road and Phillip Rivers there, and then they get the Titans, and obviously that's a home game that they should win. So if they can beat the Colts next week on a short week for them, for the Colts, and win the division and maybe some home field advantage, and maybe, you know, depending on what happens the rest of the thing, maybe make a little run in the playoffs. And this Trevor's played well, and ETN's played well, and you give them an awful lot of credit now. They're playing good football in the – and the plus-minus differential, they got the second-best plus-minus in the AFC right now, the fourth-best plus-minus in all of football right now. And like I said, the second-hottest team in the NFL right now, the second-longest winning streak. So they're playing well. They're playing really, really well. Who they're fighting for, the Texans, in the next 2 weeks. They've got at the Chargers. That's a tough game. And then they get the Colts at home. So Jaguars have an easier schedule the last 2 weeks of the regular season to kind of wrap things. And a one-game lead. Tiebreaker-wise, make sure I'm right with saying this, Jaguars against the Texans. Jaguars lost the Texans 1 week, and they beat – so they split in the tiebreaker standpoint, head-to-head at least. So could win the division now. Could be good stuff. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Yesterday, I thought that in the NFL at least, and I'm just keeping up with it as the day goes on, the Panthers with a massive win for them. And now the Panthers, by beating the Bucks, now have a solid one-game lead left. And, you know, coming off of the Panthers, Buckers kind of blowing it now. Now they have the Seahawks, and they go to Tampa for the final regular season game of the year there. So pretty tough with the Seahawks at home. That's kind of a tough game there. And then the Bucks and their final two games. obviously host the Panthers, but they go to the Dolphins. So a little easier route, but they're a game behind. And they definitely have to win next week. So they got to win the next two. And we'll see what comes with that one. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I'll get to a bunch of your text messages in the next segment. I do want to tell you about my great friends at Trehl, TREHEL.com. We love what Trehl does, the better building experience. Trehl wants to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Every single year, these men and women continue to set records and build bigger and better, and this continued to grow. And I would imagine, I hadn't talked to them about their long-term forecast here, but I'd imagine 2026 is going to be the best year ever at Trehl and so many things. What Matt's doing at Trehl Tailored Homes, I met somebody the other day that Matt's doing a house for him now with Trehl Tailored Homes, and so I know they're excited about that. It was a big changes in Trehl the last couple of years, and continuing to make this company even better than before. If you want to find out why the better building experience works, why the relationships work while they're in the building business, but also in the people business, of those relationships lasting as long as these buildings. Learn more about design build or construction management risk. Learn more about a discovery session with them and what sets them apart. Think about calling Trehl in 2026. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. I was meeting with a potential client the other day. We're talking about how they're good friends with Trehl and how they really love hearing about Trehl and kind of the branding of Trehl. And I said, well, that's a compliment when you're talking about being associated with these good folks at Trehl. When we come back, we're talking college basketball, college football, some coaching stuff, some NFL stuff, your phone calls. Two shows this week. Let's cram them all in. Love to hear from you. Hour number two right after this.